Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. My name is Jeff Angelo, sitting in for Jan Michelson. Yep, it's a Friday. Yep, it is July 1. Welcome to your Independence Day weekend. Very glad to have you with me. Very interesting show with a lot of topics to cover, as you might imagine. And we're going to kick it right off. I'm very honored to have on the News Radio 1040, Newsmakers Line, Senator Charles Grassley. Senator Grassley, happy Independence Day weekend to you. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, I am in Iowa. I'm glad to be here. And the reason I'm in Iowa is because we aren't in session this Friday because of the holiday being on Monday. We'll go back I'll go back to Washington on Tuesday.
Well, your hearing yesterday, Senator Grassley, grabbed a lot of national news. You had a Homeland Security hearing with the director, Jay Johnson. It seemed like a lot of the focus of that hearing, Senator, was on the fact that the terrorists in Orlando and San Bernardino had previous contact with law enforcement. Were you reassured by the director that they're doing a better job of tracking potential terrorists in this country?
I'm not satisfied from the testimony, but if you look at the numbers, let me first of all state why I'm not satisfied with it, because
sure,
there tends to be this argument from the administration, like we had on the Senate floor, that this issue is all about guns, where it's got to be about extreme Islamic terrorism. And if we don't focus on terrorism, because this guy in Orlando that did the killing, that he on Facebook, on his 9/11 calls, and presumably reported what he was saying as he was killing people, God is great. There's very definitely a connection, and he got his guns legally. I would say people like him, we don't want to have guns. We don't want terrorists to have guns. My number one job is to protect Iowans and the American people, because that's the number one responsibility of the federal government. And even Democratic senators were saying that yesterday. So that part of the testimony disturbed me because of guns versus Islamic terrorism. But let me end your question by saying, when you look at what the FBI tells us, that there's 1,000 people that they're watching in the United States now that are sympathetic to what ISIS is doing, and they might either want to help ISIS over there or they want to help ISIS over here by killing Americans. And there's at least one in every state. It's something to be concerned about. And we've had 5 terrorist attacks, Orlando, Chattanooga, Boston, Fort Hood, and San Bernardino, about 95 people killed. But if you look at what the FBI has been able to intervene in, probably at least 100 instances where something like that didn't happen, you've got to have some faith that the FBI and local law enforcement people are keeping on top of it.
And I know Director Johnson was being asked about any kind of special security that might be in place for this holiday weekend, Senator Grassley. Did he say that they were being especially aware of a potential attack on this holiday weekend, given the attacks that we've seen around the world?
I wouldn't say that he addressed just terrorist attacks that might be expected, because I don't know whether he wanted to signal that they knew something was being planned by somebody. But he did assure us that TSA's going to do everything they can to make sure that the people are protected by people not getting on planes with guns. Now, before people go through TSA monitors, you know, that's a whole different thing, because you don't have people corralled at that point.
Right. And you're right. I talked to a terrorism security expert yesterday, a senator, and you just put your finger right on it, that a lot of the concern is that the terrorists are looking for the areas where you're not yet in the secured area, and that's what we have to keep our eye on. Is that what you're hearing from the folks you talk to?
Yeah, absolutely, because the people that are going to either have a bomb on them and self-implode or self-explode, or they're going to take weapons in there. They'll never get through the security aspect of it, or at least in most instances wouldn't.
Senator Grassley, when you were holding the hearing yesterday, what was the point, what was the biggest point that you wanted to make to the director of the Department of Homeland Security?
On immigration. We've had so many people in this country murdered by undocumented workers. I think in this case, I can call them criminal aliens. I don't have to refer to them. They're undocumented, but they're mm-hmm. criminal aliens. A lot of them deported, come back into the country, and kill people, maybe one a month. And we had the incident of a undocumented worker in California causing a fire that killed five people, and they were all from Ottumwa. Now, I don't know how recently from Ottumwa, but there's very much an Iowa connection. And what are they doing about it? Or take the case of Sarah Root, Omaha. She's an Iowan, but she was killed in Omaha by a criminal alien. Well, maybe I better not use the word criminal alien at this point, but he had a bad record of driving and drunk driving, and he killed her three times the amount of alcohol in her blood. And you know why he wasn't held? Because he wasn't one of the top five categories of priorities where they're going to arrest undocumented workers for doing something wrong. And he's out now, probably back to Honduras, his home country. He's one of the 10 most wanted. So my feeling is they aren't enforcing existing laws. When I have my town meetings around Iowa and I talk to the issue of immigration reform, and I talk about legislation that needs to be passed, somebody will legitimately pop up and probably disagree with my approach, although I don't disagree with the position they're taking when I tell you. They would say, we don't need more laws. We just need to have these laws enforced. They're absolutely right. And this is what the hearing was about yesterday, from my point of view, enforcing immigration laws.
The other thing that came up is it looks like, Senator Grassley, that the administration is going full steam ahead with trying to increase the number of Syrian refugees in this country. Is that your impression, that the administration's not backing off their position on this at all?
They're not only backing off, but I think they're going to increase the numbers, and the opportunity for us to get a bill passed the Democrats in the United States Senate to stop it or practically nil. And people are irritated about it. Let me back up, because number one, I don't think we can have a religious test, and we aren't going to have a religious test to who can come into this country or not. But there can be a test for the protection of the American people and the protection of Iowans, and that is that that for the first time in our refugee program, we've had people around the world saying, under the umbrella of refugees, we're going to sneak terrorists into the United States to kill Americans. If that statement hadn't been made, we wouldn't even be discussing this issue. But the number one responsibility of the government, and as me as a senator from Iowa, is to protect Iowans. And when we hear those words, then that's why I come back and say, we aren't going to keep people out of this country because of religion. That wouldn't be right. But we can keep people out of this country that want to come here to do terrorism. And so I support legislation that would stop those type of people coming to this country until our intelligence community and the FBI can certify we got a vetting process to sort them out.
Senator Charles Grassley, Senator Grassley, have a happy holiday weekend. Thank you for taking the time today.
Hey, goodbye. Thank you very much.